I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Archbishop Philip Wilson, who had been found guilty by an Australian court of failing to inform police about child sexual abuse allegations. Archbishop Wilson of Adelaide was sentenced to 12 months of house arrest earlier this month after being convicted of failing to report allegations of abuse by a priest in the 1970s. Archbishop Wilson had resisted calls to resign and had said he would do so only if an appeal of his conviction had failed. The Australian Bishops' Conference expressed their hope that his resignation would help to bring some comfort to the victims. Paul Manafort will today become the first of President Trump's former aides to stand trial on charges brought by investigators probing alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Manafort's trial centres on bank and tax fraud charges, and he faces 18 counts. The 9 bank fraud and conspiracy charges alone carry maximum sentences of 30 years each. President Trump has offered to meet Iran's leaders with no preconditions. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Trump's approach comes after he and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani traded hostile warnings earlier this month. In May, the US left a deal which curbed Iran's nuclear activities in return for the lifting of international sanctions. Washington is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran within days, despite objections from international allies. California wildfighters are gaining ground on a massive wildfire that had killed 6 people and destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses. The Carr Fire ignited a week ago outside Redding, California, and doubled in size over the weekend, charring an area the size of Denver and forcing 38,000 people to flee their homes. Collectively, wildfires have blackened 4.4 million acres of land so far this year. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.